think of Cardiff this is Gabe.
Hi. I received something in the mail, and I was just wondering you could give me information about how your loans work.
Yeah, of course. Do you have that 16-digit reservation code?
Yes. 2311-2001-0012-5284.
Alrighty, is this New Beginnings Transportation?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty, and who am I speaking with there?
My name is Denise Taylor.
Denise Taylor, okay. Alrighty. And is this the best number to reach you on if we get disconnected, I'm assuming? 413-356-0429. Okay, great. Alrighty. Contact number. Alright, perfect. Alrighty, Denise. And are you the owner there, Denise?
Yes.
Okay, great. Let me just confirm some information real briefly we have on file here, and I'll go ahead and answer any questions you have. I have billing address down as 16 Ford Avenue, Westfield, Massachusetts, 01085.
Yes.
Okay. And are you call? Is this number? Is this your mobile phone? Is this the company phone you're dialing me off of?
Yes, both.
Both. Okay. Perfect. Alrighty, and let's see here. Looks like you guys are an LLC, right?
Yes.
Okay, and how long have you been in business there, Denise?
Since October of 2015.
October 2015?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty, yeah, if you can tell me what your needs are there, I can point you in the right direction as far as our programs. Are you looking for equipment there, capital need for the business?
Capital need.
Capital, okay. Capital, okay. And how much did you have in mind there for the business?
I mean, maybe like 25 or 30.
25, 30, okay. And what is the use there of the proceeds?
What would I use it for?
Yeah, what would the money be used for?
It would be used for insurance, vehicle payments, you know, just paying off. That's pretty much it. Just paying off so I don't have as many, you know, payments each month.
Okay, got you. All right, and what do you guys mostly specialize in there as far as what do you guys deliver or transport?
Children.
Oh, okay. Is it like a school bus company or what?
It's like small vans and small vehicles like that, not like yellow buses.
Okay, small vans and vehicles. Okay. And as far as are you 100% owner there, Denise? Or do you have a partner?
Partner.
Okay. What percentage of the business do you own?
50.
50, okay. Okay, alrighty. Okay, so my first question would be, I know it's kind of hard to answer the gross annual sales question because you guys have been around for about 9 months or so. But if you could give me an idea, like, how much in deposits is the business making on a monthly basis there?
Around 20, between 20 and 25,000.
So 20 to 25,000, okay. So would you say you guys are probably on track to maybe do 250,000 this year? Ish? Kind of ballpark, or what's your projection?
Ballpark, yeah.
About a quarter million.
For this, I would say, I would say about maybe like 190.
Okay.
I mean, that where we're at right now is between 20 and 25, but in the beginning of the year, it wasn't as much.
Okay.
And in the summer, it sort of goes down a little bit, and then it'll pick back up in September. So, I would shoot low, 190.
Okay. All right, so we'll just say 200. Yeah, so, you know, the way this program works is we typically lend about 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales. So with that being said, we'd be in the ballpark there of $20,000 to $30,000 for the business. So we're kind of right around, it seems like, what you're looking at there as far as what we'd be able to extend to the business. Now, let me ask you a few more questions here. Any current loans with the business right now? Working capital loans or...
No. As far as like what I'm asking for today.
Vehicles finance.
Vehicle loans. That's it.
Perfect. That shouldn't get in the way of anything here. Okay. And as far as your credit goes, Denise, how's your personal credit? Good, bad, average?
I'd say it's average.
Average. Okay. Average. And how about your partners there?
Huh?
How's your partner's credit? Do you have any idea?
Probably average.
Average, okay. And just to kind of, you know, I should have probably prefaced this with this, but this would be a business loan, so this isn't going to show up on your personal credit. However, it's just kind of like a question we have to ask here. So, as far as our program goes, it's typically 1 to 3 years.
Okay.
3 would be max for, like, you know, companies with, like, you know, fall under our A-tier group there. You know, we do extend, like I said, 10 to 15% of your gross revenue there, gross annual sales. And your payback could be anywhere. It's a fixed cost of funds, so it's not kind of your traditional compounding interest rate. It's you could be paying as little as 10 cents on the dollar, and I could see on the high end like 30 cents on the dollar. So let's say you borrow $30K, you could be paying back $3,000 on it. Worst case scenario, you could be paying back $8,000-$9,000, you know, which hopefully we'd be steering away from that. That's more if you have liens and that sort of thing. So, you know, as far as our application process goes, what I'd like to do is I'll send you a one-page application, and then what we do is we look at 6 months bank statements.
Okay.
6 months business bank statements, and then you guys don't have a tax return, so we don't need to worry about that. So basically with those two items, the one-page application, the 6 months bank statements, we usually get you an answer in 1 to 2 business days as far as an answer on your file, you know, hopefully a proposal that's going to work for the business. So, all right. Okay. But yeah, it's pretty straightforward. Do you have any questions there on your end?
No, not really.
Okay, yeah, it's pretty straightforward, and what we'll do is, you know, we'll put our best foot forward and try and free up that $30,000 for you, and then present you with terms. We'll say, look, you're borrowing $30,000, you're paying back this amount. It's very straightforward as far as the payments go. The payments don't fluctuate. Go ahead.
One question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Regardless of whether it's a 1 to 3 years for your loan, is it a monthly payment?
So we have daily payments, we have weekly payments, we have monthly payments. It just depends on what the credit analysts they fit you into, really.
Okay.
So we have all three. It's very hard to say for me to promise you anything because I don't make those decisions. But we'll let you know. Hopefully we'll present you with some different options and get something that's going to benefit the business there. But we'd definitely like to see what we can do, you know, especially you guys are just building up your business credit. Definitely something that's good to do. So I will, is there a good email for me to shoot that off to you at?
Yep, my email is Denise Taylor, 0601@gmail.com.
Alrighty, Denise. And just to confirm here and be accurate, I have Denise, Denise, Taylor, Taylor, 0601@gmail.com?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, I'll get that application sent off to you here in the next 10 minutes or so, and I'll attach that application there and just kind of pinpoint the bank statements there that we'll look at. Should be like November through April we'll take a look at, and we'll get you an answer. If you can get that stuff over to me today, I would expect to have an answer for you on Tuesday after the holiday. something worked up for you. All right.
Okay. I don't know if I had anything going on in the bank in November, because I mean my business opened in October, but there might not be any activity in November. There might be, but I'm not sure. Maybe November, December, but.
Yeah, even if there's not, just showing proof that you had the business account open, it wouldn't hurt. And then what will happen is if you send me November, I'll kind of evaluate it and make the decision as to whether I should just submit the 5 months or the 6 months, you know, whatever's going to benefit you more.
Okay.
So we're on the same side here. So, yeah, I will, and another thing is you'll have our fax number there in the email. You'll have my direct line in the signature of the email I'll send off to you if you have any questions in the meantime about the process or anything like that. Okay?
Is the application something that I can fill out online, or do I have to fax it back to you?
We do have online applications, but when someone does fill them out, we have to send it out and get a wet signature anyways. So we'd have to send out that application. But it's really simple. It's and you guys, I'm assuming you guys don't have credit card sales. So you can omit all those parts, and it should take about, I would say, five to 10 minutes to put together the application. It's very pretty simple application.
The bank statements, can I email those to you because I can just attach them, or do I have to fax those as well?
I think it'd be a lot easier for both of us to email them. That always works best. Keep it simple, especially if you have the online banking, just to shoot them on over. And the application is just, give me a call if you have any questions. It's very straightforward and pretty simple there. So I'm trying to think if I missed any questions here for you. I think we pretty much got everything at the moment here. So, yeah, I will. I'll get that email shot off to you here, and give me a call with any questions. Okay.
All right. Perfect. Thank you.
All righty, Denise. We'll talk soon. You take care.
Okay. You too.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.